In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
U.S. Border Patrol is in Greater New Orleans and has been for over a week now with a goal of arresting 5,000 illegal immigrants and taking them to detention centers and eventually kicking them out of the country. And we've heard a lot of controversy surrounding these operations, but the question I had today was, how much of a difference is this going to make? With estimates of there being between 50 and 60,000 illegals in the greater New Orleans area, will arresting 10% or less of them and deporting 10% or less of them have a real impact on illegal immigration? To help us understand what's going on, Andrew Arthur joins us. He's a resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. Good morning, Arthur. How are you, Mr. Arthur?
Dave, I'm doing great. Please call me Art. Everybody does.
All right. I'll call you Art. And you tell me, with these immigration enforcement efforts going on, we've seen them across the country now in city after city. Now they're going on here with U.S. Border Patrol in the greater New Orleans area. How much of an impact does it have overall on illegal immigration?
It actually has a very big impact, Dave, because it changes the perspective. It changes the narrative that if you enter the United States illegally, if you make it past Border Patrol, or if you get apprehended and you're released into the United States, that you're home free, that you can basically remain here forever. That's not what the law says, and that's not what Donald Trump wants to have happen. And so consequently, when you actually enforce the laws, when you go out and you pick people up, when you have high-profile stories about apprehensions, it changes perspective in the unauthorized community in any place. I'll give you an example. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we recently had an operation there. About 350 people were apprehended in what was called Operation Charlotte's Web. Now, there are 400,000 unauthorized aliens in the North Carolina area. But it really had an impact on the community, and people really began to rethink whether they should continue to live in North Carolina, whether they actually considered for the first time in 4 years, whether they should simply, bank their earnings and go back home. And, from that perspective, it's very important because, we got so used to 4 years of Joe Biden where nobody was arrested unless they were the most serious criminal. In fact, Louisiana sued the federal government because it wasn't arresting enough criminal. It wasn't arresting the criminal aliens that it was supposed to. Now, Louisiana ended up losing that case on a technicality at the Supreme Court. But Congress, of course, fixed that technicality in the Lake and Riley Act, the first bill that they passed in the current 119th Congress. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference. Unfortunately, Dave, I think people get this idea that if somebody comes here illegally, that they're going to remain here until they're physically picked up and removed from the United States. But that's not the way that it's ever worked. We know that about a third of the Irish that came, following the potato famine, we know that about a third of the Italians who came in the late 19th, early 20th century actually went back. And so what the Trump administration is doing is it's changing the incentives in the system to give more people more reason to go back. We already know that about 1.2 to 1.6 million people have voluntarily returned ever since Donald Trump came back to office.
So it's not the point that Border Patrol and ICE and other federal agencies are going to arrest every illegal immigrant, but they are sending the message that you could be arrested, detained, and deported, and that has a ripple effect on people's decision whether to enter the country illegally and whether to stay in the country illegally.
And Dave, you made a key point there, that first part about enter the country illegally. Under the Biden administration, it was worth it to pay $7,000 to a smuggler to bring you here because you could make $7,000 back in about a year, you know, even after you paid all of your expenses. And, you know, it's more than just a ripple effect. It is a vibe shift, if you will, about the cost of illegal immigration and the impacts of unlawful status in the United States. Employers are going to be, you know, double checking documents to make sure they're really good. And people will be, you know, considering whether they too want to be arrested and placed in the back of the squad car or if they want to go down to Louis Armstrong Airport, buy a ticket and simply go back home.
We're talking with Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. If you have a question, feel free to call us or text us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. As Border Patrol agents continue to make detentions and arrests here in southeast Louisiana with a goal of 5,000 illegal immigrants apprehended during this operation. We'll continue the conversation after this check on WWL Traffic. We're at or near freezing across much of the North Shore right now, with temperatures ranging from 32 to 34 and calm winds, so you may find some frost you have to eliminate from your windshield this morning before you head on out. It's currently 34 under clear skies with no wind in Slidell. Perfect conditions for frost. Not that cold south of the lake. The lake keeping us a little warmer here in the city. 47 at the airport, but with that wind out of the northeast at 6, feels like 44 degrees. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker, and we're talking immigration and about the sweeps going on now in southeast Louisiana and what kind of impact they're having with the federal government trying to remove and apprehend some 5,000 illegal immigrants during this operation that they have started across southeast Louisiana. Our guest this half hour is Andrew Arthur, who is with the Policy for the Center on Immigration Studies. Tell us a little bit about the Center for Immigration Studies, Andrew. Or Art, as you asked me to call you.
Yeah, of course, Dave. We're a 501c3. We're based in Washington, D.C. We are nonpartisan, and we examine the impact of immigration on American society, on the economy. I personally have testified about 16 times now before Congress. I've spoken about it across Europe. And, you know, my colleagues have testified about 150 times. We have a website, cis.org. I generally write about once a day on whatever is a breaking immigration issue. I, you know, explain it in very simple terms because, unfortunately, Dave, immigration is one of those things that is too easily demagogued on the left, on the right, simply because it can be complicated. So, you know, our job is to, you know, explain it in simple terms, explain what the impacts are going to be, and, you know, tell you how the policy is going to affect Americans.
Do you lean left or right? Do you define yourselves as either conservative or liberal?
So we have both Republicans and Democrats on our staff. Try to do it, you know, straight down the middle. Try to just stick to the facts. So I generally don't like to write tendentious things. But I do like to write things very clearly. And, you know, we have a wide variety of people. Mark Krikorian, who is the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, is an Armenian deacon, for example. We have immigrants on our staff. We have people who speak any variety of languages. And many of your listeners may be familiar with my former colleague, Todd Bensman. Todd would often go down south of the border. He would actually get in with, migrants as they moved up through Latin America, through the Darien Gap, for example. He's actually traversed the gap so that, you know, we could really get on the ground. And a lot of the reporting that we heard, a lot of the things that we knew, you know, where they flew in 500,000 people into the United States under the Biden administration, that was actually reporting that came directly from Todd Bensman. So, yeah, I mean, we have experts. I've spent 33 years in this. George Fishman, my colleague, spent more than 25 years as the chief counsel of the Immigration Subcommittee over at House Judiciary.
Gotcha.
So,
all right.
You know, we're people who've done this before.
So help me understand. You said that this ripple effect and this message that's being sent through this crackdown is that illegal immigrants cannot just come to the United States any longer and stay here essentially forever. So I know it's mostly anecdotal. Obviously, no one is, just like you can't count every person who enters illegally, you can't necessarily count every illegal who leaves as a result of this. But what is your sense now? Are there droves of illegal immigrants voluntarily leaving this country now because of this crackdown?
Yeah, actually, and we can quantify that because we can look at the same numbers that the Federal Reserve relies upon when it looks at unemployment rates and inflation. The Community Population Survey is a product of the Census Bureau. That's how we figure out what it is. And about 2.2 million people all told have left the United States ever since Donald Trump came back to office.
All right. And that includes those who were deported, or those are the ones who voluntarily left?
No, it includes those who were deported. So this is a huge change. We saw about 6 to 8 million people come in under Biden. We've seen about 2.2 million leave ever since January 20th.
And how many illegals are remaining in the United States as of now?
So we estimate that it's about 14.2 million and, dropping very quickly as this goes on.
Art, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your sharing the facts and figures for us here on WWL. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Dave. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're back with Robert Hogan, a professor in the Department of Political Science at LSU, to continue this conversation after the news on WWL. 6:46. Thanks for joining us. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Tuesday morning. Got frost across much of the North Shore, where we're down in the low 30s with low winds. 40s mostly in the city with wind chills making it feel like the low 40s. So bundle up if you're heading out this morning. Robert Hogan is the chairman of the Department of Political Science at LSU and joins us now on the live line. Good morning, Professor Hogan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Immigration has dominated much of the political conversation now since the campaign for the presidency, and now we've seen it come right here to Southeast Louisiana and across the state, really, with Border Patrol agents, some 250 of them, conducting sweeps and operations to root out and...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remove illegal immigrants. How is this playing politically with elected officials here in Louisiana?
Well, in Louisiana, I think that it depends on which populace you were looking at. A recent poll that came out of New Orleans residents indicated that it is not playing very well. But I suspect statewide it is probably, I haven't seen any polls statewide, but I suspect that Louisiana generally, the support is quite high and is similar to what we see for a typical Republican state in the South. I suspect support is quite high. I think that, and I think that the evidence of that is in how the politicians are acting. You see the governor not only embracing this movement in Louisiana of ICE, but also he's welcoming it. And so I think that for the governor, he views this as something that is very positive, that can help burnish his conservative credentials among the electoral constituency that he has courted for a very long time. So you see the same thing in the attorney general. The attorney general has been issuing statements saying that people we have state laws that prevent people getting in the way of ICE and other federal agents doing their work. These constant reminders about this. So I think they view it as a winning political issue, given the sort of constituency they're courting. And I think it's fair to say that the vast majority, I suspect, of Louisiana voters would be supportive of it.
Well, we know that President Trump campaigned very heavily on this issue, both the first time and this time that he got elected. Initially, it was the build the wall that propelled him into office. And during this most recent campaign, when he was elected, he really did promote stronger enforcement and removal of illegal immigrants, although it seemed at the time the conversation was more about criminal illegal immigrants who had committed the worst of the atrocities, murder, rape, armed robbery, and other crimes, but it's turned now more into just anyone who's here illegally, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, there are a couple things here. One is you know, what do voters actually think about different immigration enforcement actions? And if you ask them, for example, the New York Times recently did a nice little description of this. If you say deporting immigrants who are here illegally and have criminal records, you see broad support for this. The percentage of people, the difference between the percentage of people who support it versus don't support it is like 77 percentage points. But then if you go down and ask, well, what about deporting immigrants who are here in the country legally? You get about the exact opposite. And you get everything in between. Deporting those who fail to show up for an immigration status hearing. Okay, there's broad support for that, but not as high as if you had asked them about, you know, getting rid of those with criminal records. So a lot of it has to do with how you ask the question. And also what that seems to suggest is that, you know, people have different perspectives on aspects of this immigration enforcement policy. And I think politicians recognize that, and that influences the rhetoric that they choose to use. And so you have a lot more emphasis on the Trump administration is saying, look, we're going after those with criminal records. That's who we're going after. Now, does that reflect reality? Sometimes it doesn't, because we know that a lot of people, you know, the recent national media has shown through its analysis that, you know, about half of the people who are swept up in these raids nationally don't have any criminal records. And
other than entering the country illegally.
Right, which is that is correct, but they are not criminals, in the sense that they have broken into someone's house or they've stolen something or something like that. So you know, there's a big difference here, and I think the Trump administration recognizes that and recognizes how they describe these things is important for how much support they get from the public. And there have been reports in New Orleans that the it's difficult for some media organizations to figure out who the people are who have been swept up and who have been detained. And that may be part of the strategy of not letting the media in on who is actually being detained.
Yeah, Border Patrol has not been terribly forthcoming with information, instead conducting their operations and not really saying much publicly about it. At least for the next 3 years, though, we should expect this to continue to be the policy of the United States of America as long as Donald Trump is president, right?
Oh, I think so. I mean, whatever you say about Donald Trump, I mean, he adheres to one of the major rules of politics. And then as you dance with the one that brung you, you satisfy your political constituency. And I think he's doing that with great success. I mean, if you look at the social media platforms that cover him and follow him, You get a lot of people on there who have a lot of followers who tell you, this is what I voted for. And this is something that certainly Republicans highly support. I mean, the partisan nature of this issue is stark. You see Democrats being opposed to it. You see Republicans being overjoyed by it. And so this is a winning issue, at least from the Trump perspective, in terms of the way campaigns are run in American politics, looking in the short term and the congressional elections that are coming up, as well as the presidential elections in 3 years.
So you think this will be a big issue in the midterms and a big issue again when we're picking the next president of the United States?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Professor Hogan, we always appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
Nice talking with you.
Have a great day. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's check on WWL traffic.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.